This is a One Voice podcast. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the second ever podcast episode for One Voice. And I say good morning because it's 10:30 a.m. PST in beautiful British Columbia. And today, my guest is someone who's found a way to make mud into a business. And I cannot wait to find out more. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Sunny Baycroft, and I am the owner of Mudology.
Mudology, that's great. Is that a brand name? Is it a science, or is it both? It sounds like geology and geography.
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. So it's a brand, and it's a science, and it's a movement. So it's all about spreading knowledge of natural skincare in a really fun and approachable manner. We want our consumers to be super informed about their choices and really invested in their health. So we took the name Mud, so that we can have a little bit of fun with the sales and the marketing, and then we put ology at the end because we're all about spreading the knowledge. So yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I like that. It just rolls off the tongue, mudology.
It's fun to say.
Yeah, rolls right off the tongue.
Totally.
So you're saying that mud is good for you. It's good for your skin.
Mud's good for you. So we specialize in clay face masks. We have a bit of a twist. We blend botanicals in with our clay masks. So that you get a really great nourishing, detoxifying facial. You know, we believe really strongly that what you put on your body is just as important as what you put in your body. And earth and plant-based cosmetics and skincare are super healing and really good for you. So we just want to spread the word that you can get really great results with natural ingredients.
I'm going to go online and buy a product right after this podcast.
Oh, I'll probably give you some before I leave.
Great, thank you. So how did you find out that, you know, you can mix mud, and how to become your passion, how to become your career?
Well, I went to university for horticulture, so I have a lot of background with plants and nature and science and whatnot. And I spent a good portion of my career getting dirty. And as I got a little bit older and my body stopped being able to take those long days digging holes and planting trees, I started to look around and see what else I could do. And I had always made my own skincare products. And I sort of just thought, well, let's see if I can turn this into a business. So Mudology is the evolution of a couple of businesses that I've had before, making soap and deodorants and selling those. I really wanted to specialize and focus on one element, and clay just really spoke to me. And then mixing the botanicals in is something that is really special to me because of my plant background. And I'm also a lover of all things spa. I indulge in spas as much as I can. I travel quite a bit, and wherever I am, you'll find me in a spa. And I'm always trying to partake in the traditional methods of that regional spa, whether it's getting beaten by oak leaves in a Russian spa, or sipping on ginger tea while my feet are being nibbled on by fish in Vietnam. I'm a huge spa aficionado. So every time we come home, I always marvel at how beautiful it is to fly into Vancouver and the mountains and the ocean. And somehow, I don't even remember how, Canadian glacial clay came across my attention, and I just ran with it. I knew it was something that I could market really easily and have a lot of fun with, and I knew it was something that I could stand behind its quality and share it with the world. So that's Mudology. It sort of started with the Canadian glacial clay, and then because of the ology in the name, I branched out to a whole bunch of other clays so that I can offer different types of skincare to different types of people.
That's fabulous. So Canadian glacial clay, you're talking about spas in Russia and Japan and stuff like that. So you've been around, I'm assuming.
I've been around.
Well-traveled. Fabulous. So do you travel for your product? Like, where do you find the mud you use?
So one of the ethos of our company is to support other small companies. So clay is regional. Moroccan clay would come from Morocco, Australian clay comes from Australia, Canadian clay comes from Canada. I try very, very hard to support local small companies in that region. So if I can support a small family business that is harvesting that clay, then I know that that money goes directly back into that community and supports that family. When I'm dealing with places like Morocco, sometimes I have to use brokers. Now, if I have to use brokers and wholesalers to get the clay over here, I try to use the smallest company that I can find. And that way I know that I'm helping build their company while I'm building my company as well. So that's one of the major ethos of my of this company, is to help other small businesses grow. So, for example, our Canadian glacial clay is harvested by hand in a remote region of BC. This is a family-owned business. They actually live on the island here, and they have a mining license. And once a year, they pack up and they go into this crazy remote region that they can only access by float plane. And they go up there and they harvest this clay by shovels. They see grizzly bears. They see all kinds of wildlife, and I'm sure they just have the greatest time together playing in the mud. There's actually pictures on our website of them shoveling the mud with a grizzly bear in the background.
I need to go there. I need to see a grizzly bear, and I need to be in mud.
I wouldn't want to be in mud when I see a grizzly bear.
No,
wouldn't
maybe
it
not.
Be hard to run?
It's a friendly grizzly bear. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? But this small company up island that I get the Canadian glacial clay, when I buy from them, I know that that money is going back into our community and is going back to their family, and that we're all benefiting directly from that. So that's super, super important to me. It also cuts down on environmental harm. So when we're using small harvesters, they're not using large machinery to get this clay out.
Okay.
When I'm using small growers of botanicals, they're not using pesticides or herbicides. So the environmental impact is really low. It means that I have to sort of do a lot of sourcing and use maybe quite a few different suppliers for the same product, but that's okay to me because that work is worth it if I can see their company grow. It's kind of the case of I knew them when they were small and now they're a superstar sort of thing. It's a source of pride that I helped their company grow.
I really, really appreciate that. That's amazing, actually. It's kind of like when a bakery and a cafe team up together, you know, maybe the cafe doesn't have baked goods, so they reach out to another bakery to bring that in.
Totally.
Business supporting business, it's amazing.
Yeah, totally. So, and I love that.
Good work.
So many people help me get to where I am, and it's really important that I pass that on, and that this company is more than just the environmental standards and practices, that it's also got a community impact as well.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
And the environmental impact, the lack of, I think, is very important to people who are, you know, especially people my age, who are learning about the environment and the impacts that is been taken upon it.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are going to be looking for this kind of product that has no impact.
Right. And I mean, you need to be sustainably harvesting, you need to be sustainably shipping. So like, that's what I love too about getting this local clay and really expanding on the Canadian glacial clay, is that I'm not shipping it halfway across the world to get it to me and then shipping it out to customers. I'm driving up island, picking it up, having lunch at Fanny Bay with oysters, and then I'm coming home. So it's, you know, from every step of the way, it's a lower environmental impact. And I just think it's just so great that this family digs it by hand. And I also think it's funny that I got into this to get away from digging things with shovels, and now these people are digging things with shovels. But it's a really worthwhile effort to me to support, you know, smaller businesses, families, communities. Yeah.
Can't escape the shovel.
You can't escape the shovel.
Right.
Well, I can't, anyways.
Do we want to maybe take a second to introduce our other guest here?
Oh, Carl. I have Carl here with me today. He's our director of marketing.
Yep.
And so you may hear some little woofing in the background.
He's just on the phone.
Yeah, he's just
running
the
company.
He's on the phone making sales. That's what he's doing.
You're being a very good boy, aren't you, Carl?
Yeah. Carl's my little French bulldog that kind of goes everywhere with me. And if you've seen me at a market, you've seen Carl sitting behind me in a lawn chair.
Lounging it up.
Yeah.
Right on. Let's talk about your product. So I've been through your website, and you have a lot of things such as facial clays and spa kits and oils and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe what else, what other products do you have, and what are you adding in the future for anyone who's already interested in buying something?
Well, so it's been a funny year. I think everybody knows with the COVID-19, we had a full year ahead of us of markets and sale plans, and that's all sort of been put on hold. So my usual sort of, you know, community research and seeing what my clients want has been put on the back burner for now. I do have some more ideas of what I'm going to add in the future, such as, you know, natural facial scrubs and different types of clay formulas. It's all kind of up in the air right now and in production, so I'm going to sort of keep that the lid on that for right now because I'm not quite sure how it's all going to turn out. But we are for sure, one thing that's happening is that we're going to be revamping our gift sets this fall. So instead of you getting the one package of clay with the mixing dish and the hydrosol, what we're going to end up doing is actually giving you a multi-package of clay so that you can try out all of our different clays. And it's going to come in a really great little recyclable box with that mixing dish. And I don't know, if you go on our website and take a look at that little triangular mixing dish, it's pretty cool because I actually use them to plant succulents in all around my house. So they have a few different uses. So you think you have one, you're good. No, you need to order more because you need more plants and more mixing dishes in your life.
I might end up using one of them as a cereal bowl at one point.
It's a tiny bowl of cereal.
Yeah, I don't eat much. I'm not a big breakfast guy. That's fabulous. I can't wait to try the sample box you're talking about.
Yeah, so that's in the works, and hopefully I'll have that all ready for Christmas, and we can get that out into people's stockings for Christmas.
Wow, stocking. You know, that's a great idea.
I know, I can't believe I just talked about Christmas.
That's June.
What are you doing? Sorry. Sorry.
No, it's all good. No, but that's actually a great idea, because now I know what to get my mother for Christmas when I visit home.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, what's next? I'm going to skip that mud from the competition question. Seems like a very generic question. Do you even have competition? Like in
There's other companies. I don't believe in competition.
Fair enough.
I believe in colleagues. So when I look at other companies that have facial clays and whatnot, you will probably find me promoting them on social media just as much as I promote my own product. I think there's a lot of dirt to go around, and if you can brand it and sell it, off you go.
Business supporting business.
Totally.
Nice.
Totally.
Fabulous. So you seem really in touch with nature and your work revolves around natural substances and stuff like that. What do you think made this happen for you? What kind of gave you that spark? Were you into, you said you studied horticulture.
Yeah.
Was there anything before that?
So in my early 20s, I had a really great job in a big corporation in a big city. And I just wanted out. I just didn't want to be in a big city anymore. And I don't even know how this pamphlet for horticulture came across my desk, but it did. I actually had to look up what horticulture meant. I'd never gardened before, but hey, it was out of the big city and it was a new adventure, so off I went. And so I studied horticulture and did a whole bunch of other things in between too. I love the seasonality of horticulture because I could live on the ski hills in the winter and then work in the golf courses in the summer. I could move around. It was a career I could take with me anywhere. I did a lot with it. So I always thought I'd be a vet. I always loved nature, but I really loved animals. But as I got older and got to know myself, I realized that spending all that time and money being a vet was going to be an absolute waste for somebody who got bored really quick. And I'm glad I didn't, because I've been able to do exactly everything I've ever wanted to do in my life and vagabond around from here to there. I've lived in some really great places and met some fantastic people. I've had really cool jobs. And so here I am now, owning my own business and trying to get this out into the world and get the world on the clay wagon. So it's as long as it's sort of on my own terms and with nature, you'll probably find me doing it. I love the flexibility of owning my own business. It means more hours and more work than working for somebody else, but it means that I have flexibility that I can walk my dogs on a beach on Tuesday afternoon and there's nobody else there. Or I can volunteer in my community on a Monday morning and give back a little bit, and then, you know, sure, I'll be working Saturday morning, but I'm okay with that. So I love the flexibility and the freedom and sort of being the master of your own your own fate that way.
I like that. Yeah, everyone strives for freedom in their career, so congratulations on making it there.
Well, and freedom's such a funny word, because believe me, I work 7 days a week and some crazy hours. And it's a lonely, lonely road being an entrepreneur. But the freedom to be able to say that I chose to do that, that's what I really love. But I'm chained to my computer and my mud lab.
I guess freedom's different for everyone, right?
It's a perspective thing, totally. Yeah.
So we've talked about freedom, we've talked about environmental impact, stability, business supporting businesses, stuff like that. But we want to know, what is the most important outcome of your work and your business for you? Is it one of those things? Is it something else?
The most important outcome of my business is that it supports other businesses and that it stays true to its ethical mission. So that we do support these, you know, I've got a couple flower girls that grow my botanicals for me, and on a really small scale, but I know that me buying from them will help their business grow. So the day that one of those girls buys a piece of property and starts a farm will be the happiest day of that year for me. So yeah, it's supporting other small businesses is my major, major point of pride with Modology.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Awesome. So you just said that entrepreneurship is a lonely, lonely road. But there's a lot of people, entrepreneurship is like the newest career choice.
Yeah.
Maybe not the newest, but like one of the most popular career choices for people all over the world of all kinds of ages. So to others who want to take that brave step, especially myself, I have a few business ideas of my own as well. That I'd like to try someday. Do you have any advice for people that are going into entrepreneurship? You know, how can you prepare them?
Well, we're super lucky in Canada that we have a government that supports people owning their own businesses. There's a lot of programs that you can go out there and take part in. There's quite a bit of funding too if you do some work looking through it. It's a lot of work to stay motivated and focused. So my biggest piece of advice would be to get involved with local business groups, masterminds, meetups. There's some really, really great ones in Victoria in particular. And lately the surge of webinars online has been really fantastic. So you can get a lot of feedback from people who are farther away that have a lot of experience to share. So COVID-19 has actually been really good for that. It's been like going to university at my kitchen table every day. So it's been really great. But yeah, get involved in your local masterminds and your meetups. There's so much that you can learn from there. And also just being around that energy keeps you motivated. It's all about the people you surround yourself with. And, you know, you may not be hanging out with these people every single day, but if you go to a meeting, you know, once a month, that could be enough inspiration to carry you through for the next month until you can get back to seeing how somebody else has succeeded. And yeah, I mean, I've been incredibly inspired by some of the people that I've met in Victoria who own their own businesses. And I support them, and I know that they support me, and it's a really good feeling.
Business supporting business.
Always.
I think that's going to be the title of this podcast episode.
I think it's a great movement.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So community, rely on your community to help yourself become an entrepreneur.
Yeah, well, rely on them, but support them as well too.
Right.
So you can't, you know, it's, you can't just take and ask for support. Everybody needs to work together. And I mean, especially with the age that we're in with social media, there's a lot of cross-pollination that can happen social media wise. Businesses can team up and do giveaways, or they can team up and do gift baskets, or they can team up and collectively support a movement or a nonprofit. So it's a really good way to get your name out there, and it's also a really good way to have a good feeling about what your business did that day.
Right on.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was going to say next. I had an idea. Right on. Great. Good.
We're thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
You can't see it, but we're thumbs up in each other.
Well, that's fabulous. Yeah. So this is a one-voice podcast.
This is.
Yeah. It can't all be about you today, unfortunately. But
oh, I'll spin it to be about me.
Okay. Well, we're using it to promote you, of course. But we do want to talk about you've been working with One Voice for a couple months now.
Yeah.
So maybe you could talk about what it is that brought you into One Voice, what synergized with you, and maybe you could talk about what we've been working on together.
Well, One Voice came across my attention, I think it was because of the COVID-19, and I was searching for ways to gain visibility locally on the island and in BC and Canada, sort of in that order. And One Voice came across my desk, and I was lucky enough to have a chat with Rosanna, and she just really impressed me with her depth of knowledge and her enthusiasm for the project. And as we've talked more and more between all of us, I've gotten to see the diverse knowledge and experience that you all come to the table with. There's business and environmental science, creative education, all of that, artistic development. I love that there's so many different facets to One Voice. It's kind of like having a brain trust at your fingertips. I know if I have a question, whether it's about gaining visibility or how to take the next step in my business, that I can come to One Voice and that they will find somebody who has an answer to my question. One Voice Institute is solution orientated and it gets stuff done. And I can totally stand behind that, so.
You're exactly right, yeah. No, we're obviously happy to help. It's been a pleasure working with you. We're really excited to, get the next steps rolling. So we're going to be rolling out videos for you soon. We're going to get you on our new platforms coming out in August. And you're right, we get stuff done. We are a consultant company. We get, we find the solutions.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to see, what the future holds with all of us working together.
And just, we've been talking about business supporting business, so we're going to have, we're going to try to find a way maybe that we can find other businesses to help you out or have you help out other businesses maybe. We're forming a community.
I love it.
Yeah. So everything we've talked about in this podcast, it's going to be rolling in a tangible effect very soon. And we're all very excited for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carl, you have anything to add?
Please don't ask him for his opinion.
Sorry, he's busy on the phone anyways. Sonny, thank you for coming out. Thank you for being on our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, maybe you could plug your website, your social media.
So I'm medology.com. You'll find all the dirt right there. And for anybody who's listening to this podcast, if you put in One Voice at the checkout for your order, you'll get 15% off.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. We have our own coupon thing.
You do have your own coupon thing.
So that's the word one.
One Voice. All lowercase, one word.
No numbers.
15% off.
Fabulous. All right. Well, time to get Christmas shopping.
Right, you brought up Christmas again.
Oh, that was me, yeah. That was me again.
That was you. We're even now.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming, Sonny.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you again soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Thank you.